Okay, so this might be Radio Krishna 101, continuation of the previous one, or something standalone. In the previous recording, I spoke about how you can make this kind of cool retreat for yourself. And then the day before, I thought, I think I spoke it here, but just in case I forgot. But you youngsters especially, but why not the oldies too? Especially when there is something that you need help with. Oh, here I am with this or that addiction, or I think that is a common problem today. Everything from game addiction, internet addiction, social media addiction, to different forms of sexual things and this and that. But and I think these kind of groups where they can help each other to break that AA style, I heard it works. But it doesn't have, no, I just got into that, but so we discussed about this internet addiction, screen addiction the other day. And I think more of us, if we should be honest, would be diagnosed as addicted by psychologist if we would go and check out ourselves. And well, that even could be worth doing. I mean, you're in Sweden, you can go to nearest medical center. Get such help professionally, and as long as it doesn't just get a psychiatric drug administering way, then I'm all for it. Anyway, I just then envisioned some kind of thing that one can do. I mean, let's say you are sitting here listening to this and you have some kind of addiction that you have admitted to yourself, at least. I would say that's where it starts. Some they are not even able to do that. But especially if someone starts indicating that you might have a this or that internet addiction or this or that or whatever, and you go, no, I don't. But if the others insist, maybe you hear it from different people, then, well, maybe you should listen to the answer when they ask you how many hours a day you spend doing this or that. Just wake up a little, hey, oops, I slipped into one, two. I mean, it happens to everyone. It's, I think, more common. I think it's like what they call it, folksjukdom in Swedish. Different kinds of them. Some of them socially acceptable. Well, and so on. So yeah, pick a spot somewhere out, some nice place on the countryside, whatever, some sattvic, good, healthy place, with no drugs or this or that, just healthy association, but also cool, inspiring, interesting, entertaining music, this or that, theater, dance, whatever, but on, in a sattvic way, no alcohol, drugs, meat eating, or this or that. So then I thought that from there, connected to that, could be even this kind of, yes, we who do this in our group here, we are breaking an addiction. That's what we're doing together. And that's, I would say, the best way to break an addiction is to come up with something else that is more fun, higher taste, you know. So I'm talking to the youngsters out there, you can start something like that. Just set up a group on social media, whatever media you're using. Invite others, announce or agree on a place and a date. And it can be so simple. Well, everyone brings a little whatever food you can supply. Knutkalas, as we call it in Swedish. Bring any instrument you want or whatever. Just keep it sattvic, sadhus. And I'm sure that's what's going on also much in America among youth that are in general spiritually inclined. And so I mean, this could be an entire culture that can then turn into many different kinds of groups like that, depending on the interest you're sharing and what then, of course, you want to accomplish. Oh, Hare Krishna.